Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're listening to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal, and we have Claudia Jordan.
What's up, girlfriend? How you doing?
What's going on with you this week?
Man, I'm just trying to survive in this cold world. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. Well, I'm ready to get undressed, and there are several things going on out there in the world, and of course, we're going to talk all about it. What do you think about how much influence your partner should have in what you wear? Because, you know, when you're in a relationship, some people feel like their partner's opinion really matters when it comes to the way that they dress. And T.I. and Tiny had an argument that I'm interested to find out what you think about this, Claudia. And, of course, what y'all think about this out there.
You want to be able to respect your partner while still maintaining some of your own identity. You don't want to just give up all the power. But I think it's an important conversation that we need to have, because I think there's definitely a gray area.
Well, there is another gray area when it comes to men and BBLs, right? Mm. So they love them, but now they have their own version of them. What do you think it is, though?
Well, I know what it needs to be for some of these fellas.
Do you?
I'm just saying.
Well, there's a new trend in people who are vertically challenged. Oh. So they can add a few inches to their height. And a lot of men are taking advantage of this surgery. They're comparing it to a BBL. And I want to know if we are going to see a trend in this and if it's worth it. Also, Miss Lawrence is going to give us the Mother's Day gift guide, and we definitely are coming up on Mother's Day. That happened so quickly.
I feel like it was just Mother's Day. I feel like I just was at Macy's buying my mother jewelry, hooking her up. I feel it's already back here again. You know, when you get older, time goes by super fast.
You mean you feel like it was just Mother's Day last year?
Yes, the time went by so fast. I already got to go buy her. She gonna get some more jewelry from me from Macy's. She just knows she gonna get it.
Groundhog Day.
That's what it feels like.
You're crazy. All right, so Miss Lawrence is going to dive into all that, and we're going to talk about some trending topics as well. So stay tuned to all that, and you're going to hear how we address all this mess. And you said you were going to go to Macy's for jewelry for your mom, and Mother's Day is the time for that. I know they have the dope fragrances and all that good stuff. And at Macy's, you can own your beauty and own your style, and Mother's Day is basically here. So we'll give some love to our moms by finding exactly what she wants. Is she a beauty icon, a workout buddy, a chocolateholic, or all of the above? Macy's makes it so easy to tailor gifts, your hunt for your mom's taste. And they also have the gift finder. It makes it super, super easy, because sometimes it's kind of difficult to figure out what to get for somebody that has everything. Right, Claudia?
It is. And that's why I just keep getting pimped out with jewelry.
That's very simple. You could check out great ways to shop and get some inspiration other than what Claudia has to say at Macy's.com/gift finder. Now, if you already know what your mom loves, just add into her handbag collection, or maybe a matching PJ set, or maybe like a signature scent. You could shop by gift category or shop by gift list. And Macy's has unique curated gift lists for moms who have everything. Gifts that are already wrapped up, ready to go, super easy. They even have a for grandma section, which, you know, grandma going to talk about you if you don't get her something nice.
That's right.
She going to tell the whole family. So she look nice to, you know, when you right there. But when she get on that phone, you know, grandmas like to talk on that phone.
They be the main ones gossiping.
That's right. And if mom loves designer names, because of course they do. Find the latest from adored brands, whether it's Coach handbags, Dior perfume, or Godiva chocolates, which we all love. Macy's has all her top favorites. Head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder to make this Mother's Day an especially memorable one.
That's right.
Okay, now all let's right. get into it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video that's been floating around. T.I. and Tiny, they're out and they're having a discussion about Tiny's cleavage being out.
Yeah, look at her. Look at her. I'm telling you, I be looking good. Everybody get to enjoy my lady. I want to enjoy some strange myself every now and again, so I just be looking just to see. Since everybody get to enjoy my old lady. Every day.
This ain't no big deal.
Let me get out here and look at some.
It's free-fall.
Got they whole cleavage showing. I'm talking about the end of the line. Like, you know, cleavage is like, okay, you show the top of the line or like the half of the her whole line, the whole line of her cleavage down, you see stomach. It go from the top of the line all the way down to the stomach.
So do you feel your man should have some kind of say in what you wear?
I think he should. I mean, it's your partner, it's your man. You don't want him to feel uncomfortable. And if he's the one that's going to be out with you, you know, he's going to deal with the other men checking you out. I think you should definitely take his feelings into consideration. And when you become you get into a relationship, it becomes a partnership. A big part of a relationship is considering what your person has to say. How about you, Gloria? What you think?
I do get what you're saying. And at the same time, you should be able to say what you want to wear. For my case, I include my partner in what I wear. If they do have something to say about what you have on, you should listen. But I don't think somebody should tell you what to wear or influence you to wear something unless you ask them or value that part of them. Like for me, like my guy, he's into fashion. Like that's what he does. So I, of course, want to hear what he has to say. But typically, I don't care like what you think I should have on. If I'm comfortable wearing this, I'm going to hold myself in a more respectful way than anybody can ever hold me or tell you. Get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. If I'm comfortable with that, to me, I'm being respectful to myself and that works. I know I have a partner, so I'm always going to keep him in mind as well.
What if he had something whack that he's put on? You're like, oh, hell nah. It wasn't disrespectful to you, but it was corny. It was whack. It was like not a good outfit. You didn't like it. It was embarrassing because I've been there before.
Like where your guy has had on an embarrassing outfit?
Well, I used to date this guy back in the day and I lived in LA and we was getting ready to go to the BET Awards and he insisted on wearing this fake chain that he had, okay? And I was getting my makeup done downstairs and I told my makeup artist, Jordan, I said, please, I hope he doesn't wear that chain. Please, please, please. And anyways, I had a big loft so I could hear him getting dressed upstairs and I hear the clinkety clankety of the thin, lightweight fake chain with the fake Muslim emblem on it, and he came downstairs all happy, like he felt really good about how he looked, but he had the chain on, and I was like, oh my God, we're gonna get clowned on the red carpet. And I didn't stop him, but I was uncomfortable the whole night.
You didn't stop him?
No, because he was so happy about wearing his little fake chain. He didn't know that I knew it was fake, I guess. I don't know what it is with me and fake guys with fake chains, L'Oreal, but this has got to stop.
No, it's you because you're allowing it. You're dating them. Like, you're choosing them still. The whole problem is fake. Like, fake is fake. You get what I'm saying? Like, if they're fake, if they're wearing fake, then unless you're being real about fake, you get what I'm saying?
You
definitely have to say to me, like, yo, this ain't real.
How
like,
you tell a guy, though, you know his stuff is fake?
No. He's supposed to say it to you. Like, if he could be honest with you, then I'll be like, what are you doing? Because you know everybody knows that's not real. Like, I've told somebody that before. But me, I've definitely was talking to a guy. I've had a bad situation with a chain before, maybe twice. But this one particular was like fake or weird or it just was whack. Like, And I told him, what are you doing? I said it. I'm like, I got embarrassed because we went out and my friends was clowning me. Like, they know that I don't play like this.
It's really uncomfortable. Like, if you don't call it out immediately and it's just like, it's like the elephant in the room. Like, I know it's fake. You know it's fake. But we ain't telling each other that. He don't know that I know.
Nah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, but especially in like a new relationship or a new thing, that is mad uncomfortable.
All you have to say is, where are you going? That's what I said. I'm like, where are you going with that? He's like, what's that? The chains. That looks crazy. I'm like, that looks crazy.
I don't
That's
know.
What you say. And he'll be so embarrassed. He's never, ever, 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 ever going to wear them again. But okay, so with T.I. and Tiny, he doesn't like that her cleavage is out. Okay, so is this a sign of being insecure or just not wanting other people to look at your person that way? So like with T.I., is he like, is he just like protecting the fact that like, don't look at Tiny, or is it because he's a little tiny?
Well,
no disrespect, because I love T.I.
I think because that's his wife and he probably has some traditional values about that. Maybe he didn't like how it looked. We all got the friends whose face is always out, and it's probably annoying sometimes, especially if you're the husband. Like, all right, can you put them away? Can it be something special for just me? But I think he seems like he likes to kind of run things a little bit though over there.
He does. It does seem like that, because even like how he treats his daughters, and I don't think it's particularly bad. I think the way he explains things sound bad, but like I wouldn't be upset with my child's father saying that he doesn't, he's overprotective of her and what she does with her body. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's okay. I don't, it's not in a nasty sexual way. It's in a, I don't want her. It's a lot of things going on out here.
I agree. Men, I think T.I. knows how these men are.
Leaving children. Yeah, men leaving children behind. There's diseases. There's so many things.
I think T.I. being real protective over his family. I don't think it comes from a bad place with him. I really don't. I think it's obvious he's a family man. It's obvious he loves his wife. It's obvious he loves his kids. I think he is just like, it's more of a protective sort of way. It can come off like it's not, because everyone's so like empowered now and they don't want to hear that. But I think I'm okay with a little bit of old fashionedness in some regards. I think it came from a good place. I really do.
And me too. I'm not mad at it at all. And just like you said, sometimes a guy doesn't like an outfit and that's their way. The teasing is that way of trying to make you feel uncomfortable so you could take it off or change.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, instead of just saying, I don't like it, it's more like, oh, you got this all out. So hopefully, but in a way, it could backfire because she's like, oh, yeah, he's looking. You get what I'm saying? And it's grabbing his attention too, though. So, but I have been in a situation where I dated a guy and he was very funny about certain things that I posted.
Mm-hmm.
So then moving forward, I would think that like that's how it was supposed to be. So like even like the other day when I went to go put something on, I'm like, nah, this is too much. And like my dude's like, nah, it looks nice. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy. This guy would have been like, no, you need to, why you, you get what I'm saying? So, and it's kind of like, I liked it better because like he didn't care and that's how it should be.
Raise a spoon to grandma who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Like if it's something I like or something I put on, you should back me in it because obviously I liked it. But if it's ugly, it's ugly.
But I guess your partner is supposed to be your last line of defense also, right? Like, they're supposed to let you know if you're looking crazy. Because sometimes we be in our own heads or we be thinking something looks good and it might not. And I don't think there's anything wrong with considering what they're saying. I don't think you should let anybody come in and run stuff. Because been there, done that. Been in a relationship back in college where it started off with little things. I like when you wear these loose jeans. I like when you wear this. And I did it to make him happy. But before I knew it, I looked down. And I wasn't even a reflection of me anymore. I was all the way he wanted me to be. And it's a slippery slope that you can get kind of caught up in trying to make your partner happy. And there, you know, you got to be able to recognize when it's control or when it's just someone that has your best interest in mind.
Yeah. And some guys don't even know what they like. They'll be like, you should wear your hair like this. And then you change it a total different way. They'd be like, I like that. You should keep it like that. You don't know what you like. Shut up.
How about we make a pact, L'Oreal? From now on, we will consider their feelings about what we have on, but we also got to keep it a buck. When they got a fake chain, we got to call out the fake chain immediately. I'm going to definitely make a better commitment to doing that myself.
Somebody with a fake chain cannot even come around me because, first of all, I'm going to joke on them so bad. And we know y'all love to call me a bully. I will. And what are you going to do?
That part.
What are you going to do? I'm definitely, because you know that that's a violation. It's just like we just know that we're nothing. Wear something else. Don't wear fake, especially when they have chains on sale at Macy's. Okay, so let's talk about the male version of the BBL.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for this one?
I am ready.
I'm not sure if you heard of this. So people, mostly men, they're getting height enhancements. So they're spending thousands of dollars. They said this is extremely painful and an intense rehab just to add a few inches to their height. So many people are comparing the surgery to like a male version of a BBL. So one man reportedly spent $75,000 for his first procedure, and he thought he needed a few more inches to get to 5'11". So he spent another $98,000. That's like almost $200,000 just for a couple of extra inches. Mm. So, do you think this is going to be a trend moving forward, and is it worth it?
I hope so. I can't stand short men.
Really?
And I know the short man community is going to come from me. Let me explain more. Some of them that are not confident in themselves have the worst attitudes, most narcissistic personalities, mean, Napoleon complexes, and abusive. I've seen people mad at the world because they're short. I had nothing to do with you being short. You better talk to your mom and your daddy about your genes or develop other parts of your personality. And listen, you know, you could be a good guy. You could be short and be caring and be awesome and be reliable and be dependent. And a woman is going to love you. But if you're mad at the world and bitter and cussing people out because you're mad and you just automatically assume a woman ain't going to like you because you're short, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I've seen amazing and charming and sweet and kind shorter men. But then I seen awful ones that are mad at the world and blaming people that had nothing to do with it and treating people like crap because you're mad because you're little. So take your little behind to the doctor, spend a little $75,000 and get you to 5'11". That's going to help you have a better attitude. I'm just saying. And look at all the things women do that are very painful for men. Well, it's partially for men. It's partially for ourselves. But we go through a lot of stuff that's painful. So I don't really feel bad for them. We go through a lot.
See, I'm all for people getting whatever they feel like they need to do to themselves to make themselves happy. I know they said Dr. Miami was doing a penis enhancement.
Yes.
And guys started to go do that.
More of them need to do it.
I've definitely cackled a few times at a few different people. And, you know, if they would have had Dr. Miami, I'm pretty sure back then, they would have ran to him as fast as they could, $75,000 or more. They wouldn't have cared how much it cost, I'm sure. So do what you got to do. I mean, extra leg is crazy. Like, I don't know.
I know. This is a very delicate topic because whoever's listening right now is going to be like, is she talking about me? No, maybe.
I'm really trying to figure out how you get extra leg. Like,
right? Yeah, they break the bones. They put a rod in. They separate it and the bones grow together. It's a whole process. And it is painful, but I think it's worth it. You never hear someone say, oh, I want a man that's short, dark, and handsome. No one's ever said no one.
But I'm just so lost that, like, if they could do that, how come there's people with, like, prosthetic legs?
L'Oreal, they can't create a whole new leg. They can just make the leg that you have longer.
L'Oreal. Why not?
L'Oreal.
As long as he got the foot, they should be good money.
You can't grow a new leg. You got to use a leg.
That's what they're doing.
No.
They're growing legs. I don't understand it. Like, I think I'm okay because I get the butt. You can't compare this to a BBL because, like, the BBL was already in her. You're growing legs. Like, there's no more bone. Where are you taking the bone
this
from?
Stretching
your
bone out. Okay, look at your leg right now. Look at your shin. All right. Look at your shin. Break that in half and then pull it apart and then put a rod in there that's about 2 inches in between that connects the broken pieces together and let your real bones heal.
You cannot create an extra bone from the bones you need. Your
bones will grow back together. I'm telling you. I was a biology major.
Ow!
I was...
My rib just hurt just thinking about broken bones. Anyway, so what else can a guy fix on him that's okay, that's acceptable to you?
Oh, hairline, definitely.
I think that's fine.
But be careful, though. It has to look realistic or it looks worse than being bald. Like, don't be out here with the lace front. Like, look, like it shouldn't be obvious, just like ours shouldn't be obvious.
And did I tell you about the guy that I knew that did it?
What did he do, a wig?
No, he went and got it done. You know, the surgery, the procedure.
Oh, did it look good?
From the back of his head to the front. And no. Like, he looked absolutely ridiculous. And I don't know if it's because he was bald in my mind for so long or, like, really low cut. But then when he got it, you could, like, see the scar in the back of his head. I think, like, this was early on, so they did it. Not perfect. He probably could have went to a better person, but it just looked weird. And now they're doing good jobs. Like, people, I can't even tell a lot of people. Like, mm-hmm. Tiger's look good. Like, Tiger, yeah. You can't even tell.
It looks better. He needed it. Tory Lanez needs to get a better one, though.
That was bad.
Yeah. Well, he don't have to worry about that for a while.
But LeBron, his looks good.
His looks good, yeah. Because, yeah, he did a good job with his.
Nobody even makes fun of him anymore.
No. Nope.
So the leg surgery, you would be cool. So you would date a guy that got this leg surgery?
I don't know if I date him, but he could be my. I mean, I'll tell him good job.
I'm sorry. I would think it's super vain. I like, to me, height is not that important. I've never dated anybody that was shorter than me, though. Maybe.
But see, it is. So it is important to you.
Maybe my height.
But you're little, though, so you have a lot of options. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, think it's. I always feel bad when I see a guy that's short. I know life had to be tough for him. And I know he had to, like, be made fun of. People are pretty mean, especially kids. Think how cruel kids are.
But you're the cruel one, and everybody's short to you.
To me?
Because you're tall. So it's like, yeah, but you're the cruel one that's making fun of the short people, because I never realized that people had so many... I'll be like Napoleon kind. Oh, you know what? This one guy did try to talk to me that was shorter than me, and I didn't give him the time of day because he was shorter than me. But
so who's the cool one? Who's the cool one?
But here's the thing, because I felt tricked because I didn't realize he was that short. Because, like, when I met him, he was, like, in a truck. So then when he like when we went to go eat and he, like, hopped out the car, I was like, where's the rest of him?
Oh, he's so, a little hobbit.
No, he was super small. So then when we went to go eat, he was so mean to the waiter and very arrogant.
You see what I'm saying? A lot of times,
like, yeah,
there's a correlation. There's a correlation because, and I don't blame them totally for that. I think because people have been so mean to them their whole lives that they're on defense all the time. And that's why a lot of them have that attitude.
Well, was it because you were making fun of them when you were tall?
Never to their face.
Well, they probably heard you.
Mm,
Maybe.
You ruined all the short people in America. Wait, you said you would or wouldn't date somebody that added legs to their legs?
Probably not for me. No.
Okay, so that's a no. No. Okay, yeah, and I said vain. Okay, cool. All right, so you know Mother's Day is coming up. And of course, you have to gift mommy with something special. And we're going to have Miss Lawrence join us to figure out what we should do for those Mother's Day brunches. Because, you know, we got to come with some kind of a gift or we're never going to hear the end of it. Macy's has that for us. Hey, Miss Lawrence.
Hey, L'Oreal Claudia.
How are you?
I am well, honey. Gearing up for this Mother's Day.
Yes.
It's all about the mothers. And yes, you know, after years and years and years of getting your mom the best gift you can think of, it's like, okay, what now? You know, and I look like my mama, she'll go nowhere. My mama sit in the house. But she does still like to cook. And so one thing that I think is really good for people to consider when you're trying to figure out or you're brainstorming gifts for mom. Cookware, the latest and the greatest cookware is always good. That's something I know for sure you can find at Macy's. Mm-hmm. Jewelry is always good, something that they will treasure. Beautiful little charms, necklaces, bracelets, rings possibly, fragrance. You can never go wrong with fragrance. Handbags. Only thing about handbags with your mom and them, I know my mama, and even when it comes time for Father's Day, but I know my mama, when I buy nice stuff like that, like if it's a Coach bag or they feel like it's so special that they can't wear it. Like it got to be somewhere super special. Mm-hmm. But in the world, like last year for Mother's Day, I bought my mom a nice tote bag and the matching shoes because when she goes, because she don't go nowhere but like to doctor visits and she may go do some stuff for my little niece or something like that.
Right.
And it's like you and my mama, y'all, she one of them ones. Her vitamins, everything, she feel like she got to take with her. She take a bag for her rollers because she's one of them ones that when she gets out the house, this part of her hair in the front, the bang is still rolled. So she waits until she gets to where she's going before she takes it out. And all of this is stuff in this one little bag. So I bought her this nice tote bag, but she won't wear it. You know, she's like, it's too special. I say all that to say, handbags are always good. Tote bags are always good. Jewelry, fragrance, candles. Try to think of stuff that they will use.
Mm-hmm.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Last year, I actually went to Macy's and I bought my mom something from the jewelry department, and she loves jewelry, and I would not dare to try to put her in some clothes because she's the same way. She don't really go anywhere fancy anymore, so she will wear her little rings and diamond bracelets and earrings. And they have great stuff there at Macy's. And they always have a good sale in the jewelry department. Always. And every time I'm there looking for something for her, I'm always like, oh, I like that for me.
And that let me tell you, Macy's, their jewelry department, you don't ever want it. It's like a secret weapon. Mm-hmm. You can get some beautiful, not only costume jewelry, but fine jewelry in Macy's as well. And I didn't learn that until I was with my mom one day years, years, years ago. And because my mom always gets all her jewelry from Macy's because she got that good old Macy's card, honey.
I know.
And baby, my mama will charge. If you, honey, if whatever limit you give her, she's going straight to the limit.
That's period. The first credit card I had was a Macy's credit card. Okay.
Right. Right. But yeah. Oh, you know what my mom needs? Actually, I think I'm going to get that. They need a new mattress. And I got my mattress from Macy's. Macy's got really good mattresses too.
Yeah, they got good furniture.
What?
All kind of stuff. Yeah, you definitely got to check all that out at Macy's. My mother is a fragrance kind of woman and she loves a handbag. So all these things are going to go straight through my pocket. And we're also going to talk about, because remember we were talking about the guy trip, girl trip, mm-hmm. etiquette and stuff like that. I know y'all saw that Chance the Rapper viral clip that went around him at Carnival in Jamaica. And a lot of people were giving him hell because they said, you know, he's a married man. Why is he doing all this? It was his birthday. So some people were defending him. What if this was your significant other and you seen them doing all this outside on the internet for the whole world to see?
I got to be honest with you. I personally don't think it would bother me. A, they were at Carnival. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Carnival that culture that you know, it's about liberation, like of just life and people just having fun. Mm-hmm. And I feel I don't think it was that deep. I think a lot of people made it that deep because A, he's a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's married, but I know for me, if I'm dating someone and we out, it ain't gotta be Carnival or nothing like that, and we out, we having a good time and you dancing up on somebody else, I don't care. I want to see you enjoying yourself. Like that doesn't make me feel, you know, insecure that you're dancing with somebody, gyrating on somebody. It's dance, you know? Now, if I see them phones come out and there's some type of exchange, then you're going to see a whole nother beast come out of me. Then that's something else, you know?
But Claudia, do you feel like maybe he went too far when it got to the butt smack portion of the dance?
Have y'all been to Carnival? Because I've been to Carnival several times. And one time I went with the guy I was dating who brought me to Barbados. And he is from, you know, that way. And it was extremely sexy. Like, I really can't dance. So I'm not mad at him to go dance with someone with a little bit more rhythm. He would go do his thing, come back to me. But we would go back to the house later, be on and popping.
Right.
Like, that's just how it is. Carnival is about that. No one's exchanging numbers down there. I didn't see anyone exchanging numbers. You kind of meet, you do the little sexy dance, you walk away, you take it. That's all it is. It's like, boom, 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 bye.
And no, yeah.
It's not even a romantic thing. It's not even romantic at all.
But what if she slid in a DM?
I mean, that's on the person you got with. Like, you need to know your person. Listen, if you're with someone that you think they're going to, like, take advantage of that, then that's on them. You can't stop them. But Carnival is Carnival. And I think people are taking the fun out of everything with, oh, but he's this, he's that. She knew when he was going to Carnival what Carnival was about before he even got there.
Well, some people are saying his wife was subbing him on Instagram because she posted, most people don't grow up. It's too damn difficult. What happens is most people get older. They honor their credit cards. They find parking spaces. They marry. They have the nerve to have children, but they don't grow up. Not really. But to grow up costs the earth. It means you take responsibility for the time you take up for the space you occupy. It's serious business. And you find out what it costs us to love and to lose, to dare and to fail, and maybe even more to succeed.
Okay, maybe she didn't know he was going to Carnival.
Because if she knew,
that would be a normal reaction. If she knew, Carnival is Carnival. Like, you either go with him, or, you know what I mean? Like, she should have gone.
Anybody that's seen footage from Carnival, I've never been, but I've seen footage, and I have friends that go, you already know it's ass out, it's gyrating, it's twerking, it's all of that. So maybe their situation is, in fact, a little deeper. Like Claudia said, maybe she didn't know he was actually going. Maybe he lied about a road trip or something like that. You know what I mean? For her to have that type of reaction. But I personally feel like it could have just been very innocent.
Like, if it was up to me and when Carnival goes down, it's like, bring your girl to Carnival Day. Because I get what y'all saying. Love Carnival, think it's amazing. But things do go down. You know what I mean? So a dancer not, you know what I mean? But me personally, if that was my man on all over social media, the whole entire, my husband, and he's doing all this and getting the smacking and that's just me. I would be upset. I would be upset.
I've been to Carnival many times and I've gone with a group of beautiful girls, some married, some not. And no one's ever hit on us. Like, it's been like, ooh, you look good.
No one's ever hit on you?
No.
Really?
I've been to Carnival one time and I barely went. And before I can even get out the, and I wasn't even dressed for Carnival.
Well, I went there and it was really just about the moment, like pouring drinks down each other's throats, doing the dance and walking away.
No, that happens, of course. But still, like, Chance just was, it was a lot. I don't care.
It's a lot because he's a celebrity and is on social media. If he wasn't, it'd be no big deal, I think.
It's right. No big deal, but it's still a lot.
Listen, you cannot control your partner for the, if you want to be with someone for the rest of their lives, in the rest of your life, it's not realistic to just micromanage every single thing that they do.
Not micromanage,
but you gotta,
like,
let people do what they do. Like,
yeah, but why I gotta be on social media?
Well, because he's famous.
It wasn't his fault that they recorded him.
He was filmed.
He's smiling for the camera.
He on his drink, he on his oil. Listen, he having a good time. It ain't his fault that they was gonna sit and upload it everywhere. Now, what I will say is, Chance, you probably should have called your wife and like, babe, oh yes. My God, I'm out here, they wilding. You might see some videos of me, you know, do it that way. Like, I don't like surprises. I don't like
better
surprises.
Better security.
Yeah, but like, ain't nobody trying to be at Carnival with security. Like, that's just.
He has security. Of course he has security.
Yeah, but you can't, even if you're security, you can't be out there like, no filming. It's Carnival.
No filming. We get nasty.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me I can't film whatever I want to film. It's my phone.
Listen, my friends be around at, we'll be on vacation or something. I got one friend, she like the phone police. She'll run across it. Hey, no pictures.
Like, you can't do that. Go ahead.
Simple fix for the situation, okay? Bring your mates. I'm telling you, I brought sand to the beach before. It was extremely sexy. When we got back to the house, we had some of the best sex ever because we're all riled up from seeing all these sexy bodies all day long, men and women.
Right.
And we went back to the crib and it was amazing. Bring your mate. Yeah. It wasn't about getting with other people. You have fun in the moment and then you go back to who you're supposed to be with.
You could do that at the strip club as well. You could bring your mate there.
You could also, you know, take a fun little partner back home with you.
Wow, you can also take them to Macy's and get them something for their mother. Okay, really quickly, did y'all see the whole Jonathan Majors case? They had a couple of other women that also came out, and they said he did some things to them too, child. But now he has a court date going on May 9th. And the alleged domestic victim, you know, the victim in the whole situation, she got an order of protection on him. So they go to court May 9th. And right now she's saying, you know, she doesn't want to be anywhere near this guy. And things are looking bad for him. But in his defense, he's coming out saying that she actually attacked him. And they have evidence.
So is this the same woman who immediately was like, it wasn't your fault. Oh, my God. I want to tell everybody it wasn't your fault. Is that the one that has the order of protection?
Yeah. Yes. But then some people are saying that's kind of like, you know, when you're like a battered woman and you're like, it's all my fault. I should have never took your phone, because she was saying that in there, like, I know that you would have never, this would have never happened if I would have never touched your phone. So, like, some people were also like, that's fear, or her blaming her own self for what happened to her. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I don't know either. This is a tough one. Now, in terms of the other alleged victims, this happens quite often. When one comes out, a slew of other people come out. Now, what I am curious about is, why hasn't any of them gone to the police prior to the, if they've been abused by him? Like, why wait now? Because it's not like he's been, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know, I've never really followed Jonathan Majors, but it's not like he's been like a mega superstar where you are afraid to go to the police, or you are afraid to, you know, be put out there. So are there records somewhere of him and physical abuse, sexual abuse, or whatever? Like, I don't know.
I will say this. I've been abused on more than one occasion by men, and I've never gone to the police, and neither have any of my friends.
Me too.
Every single one of my friends have either been raped or physically abused by a man, and one of my friends in 1991 took a man all the way through, and we had to, like, really encourage her. And he was a major celebrity, and she was scared to death. She thought she'd be killed. She thought she'd be threatened. She thought her life would be ruined. So she was afraid to do it. And I give her so much props.
Right. Yes, I get that part when it's a major celebrity. But I'm like, for Jonathan, who is just now getting into stardom, what, and I don't know, this is just a question. For someone like you, you've been abused, like, if it's not a celebrity, what is the thing that keeps you from going to get help?
Oh, you know what? I remembered one time I did call the police, and this is why I never did again. When I called the police, they showed up, and they were like, they saw holes in the wall. I was clearly beat up, threw me through a glass table, and no one checked on me. And they said, and I followed up with them, and I said, what happened? Why did no one come? You didn't take this seriously. Why has he not been arrested? They said, well, your bruises, you're dark, and your bruises didn't look that dark. And then I said, well, you should check back. They don't really get, your bruises don't appear right away. It took a few days, and they got really dark. And then what happened with him is after he abused me, he went to the police and scratched his own chest and said,
Him.
So then we had to go to mediation, and it was his word against mine. Mm. And with an abundance of caution to not falsely accuse these men, a lot of times the victim doesn't get believed, even though there's physical evidence.
Yeah.
You have text messages. You have all these things. They basically said, until you're killed, they really don't take it that seriously.
That's terrible.
With a black woman.
Look at what happened with Meg Thee Stallion, right? Like, she literally was blamed and mocked and teased and all kind of stuff just because she came out and said what happened to her. And people still to this day don't believe her, even though he's in jail for the crime. There's still people that are saying she's lying. So that's why people don't go.
I feel like the work needs to be, we got to figure out a way to make it safer for women to come to the forefront immediately. Because if women and whoever, not just women, but whoever is a victim of abuse, you know, if we continue to just sit on it, then that monster just stays out there and it just causes more and more and more damage, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we got to figure out what that looks like for people to feel, you know, supported in taking these people down.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of women don't get support from men and from fellow women, especially if we like the man or we find the man attractive. And this guy's a celebrity. It's even scarier now, right? Because it's like, oh, you're a groupie. And I get what you're saying about when they're not famous. But when they're not famous, it's also an issue as well, because they don't care. And they really don't. Like, basically, you have to have broken bones or be bloodied. I remember going on a girls' trip, and this is getting a little dark, but I went on a girls' trip, and this guy had put his hands, like, he actually had sexually assaulted me years when I was 18. And I never told, I didn't go to the police, I just dealt with it myself, right? I went on a road trip with a bunch of girls to New York and from Rhode Island, and we drove down, and we all started talking about sexual things, and I was very shy. Do you know 4 of the 7 girls on the trip had similar experiences with the same man, and none of us went to the police? And if we had all known, because everyone was shy, we were all scared. If we had all known that this guy had done this, he was a predator, we could have gotten him locked up. But then when time goes by, people, that's the first thing they say. Why did you wait so long? Why should we believe you? What were you wearing? Are you a slut? How many people have you been with? You know what I mean? And no one did anything to this guy. And he probably went on doing this to many, many other girls because of fear.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to stay on this long. I worked on a project. Now, I'm a black gay man, honey. And I was sexually assaulted by this white actor. And I still haven't said, I've not spoken a lot about it. So I ask all of these questions because I'm there with you. And I'm just like, what do you do? You know, because in that moment for me personally, and this happened in a scene that wasn't written in the script.
Wow.
It was not written in the script. And this man, I'm not going to go into details, but I'm just like, what do you do? I'm the rookie here.
Yeah.
This person is like, you know, one of the ones. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, what? Now, as someone that is at the very, very bottom here, you know, trying to work their way up in this thing called Hollywood, it's like, what the F do you do? Mm-hmm. Who is about to? And you know what ended up happening? I did. As soon as I got off set, I went to my waiting chair. I text one of the producers. I also text the director. And they end up calling me later that night and apologizing and stuff. But then it turned into him being coddled.
Wow.
It was, he ended up being the one. I was like, what the? I'm going to get off of this because it sparks up stuff in me. But I'm just like, so I'm there with you. And I will say this, for any of my sisters, and I mean this with everything, that feel like you don't have an ally, you don't have people. I know I'm here, mm-hmm. and I'd be damned if a man or anybody try it with one of my sisters, especially that I'm close to, because we go on a war, period, mm-hmm. point blank. And you ain't finna do nothing to me because I got a whole army of gay kids and we like to twirl. Period, point blank.
The scary thing is that, you know, I didn't say anything about mine. You didn't publicly say anything about yours. So we allow them to go on to
yeah.
the victim. But then yeah. it's like, who is scary to be the one that steps forward? That's why I give
my... Yeah, because you're afraid of being blackballed. You know, and I don't... My resume is slowly growing. And I'm just like, well, damn. If I do this now, it might be a wrap. You know, he's a powerhouse. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
And it's always, it's kind of like people put it over your name and it's like everything else just goes behind it. And it shouldn't be like that. And it's a lot of victim blaming out here. It's a lot of people, like you guys said, they're not going to believe or they're going to say, well, why would you wait this long? And I look at things like that where it always goes back to me where R. Kelly and we talked about a topic on the morning show. And it was women calling and defending him. It was mostly all women. And they were like, oh, nah, well, I'm listening to him because... And I'm like, you know what's sad? If, like, that was your niece or your daughter, maybe you would have felt a different way. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he was grooming these children from 12 years old and 30, that should make you feel a way as a Black woman you're calling and defending him. So that's yeah. what part of the problem is that we're not even there for ourselves. So when you do speak out, it'd be our own selves being like, she's lying.
It's just crazy, though. Like, just to even... But I did tell them people, I warned them, I told them, I said, I'm going to tell y'all right now, if I catch him on the street,
yeah,
it's on and popping. And so much so that when we had later on, there was this big celebration thing that they did, and he showed up, and I will give the studio credit, they got him up out of there.
Yeah. Okay.
They got him up out of there. I think they saw yeah. the look on my face. They got him up. I mean, they ushered him out of there very fast. What were you about to say, Claudia?
Ms. Lawrence, and to you and to anyone else who's been through this, there is life after taking legal action against mm-hmm. a major celebrity or corporation, because I am proof and I can tell you more about it off camera. I've won 2 cases.
Wow.
And I've worked more afterwards. And wow. the first time I was scared, I was just getting my start, my feet wet in the business. And people said, you're going up against, okay. And yeah. guess what? It ain't stop, no show. It stopped, one monkey don't stop, no show. And he was definitely that. You know, and he used his privilege, his white privilege with me. He thought he could just do whatever he wanted, put his hands on me. He's dead now. And he lost his job, and they had to pay me a bag, 6 figures. And I could have used that fear, like, well, it's going to hurt me. No, because there are people in the business that know, you know what? They do know it goes on, okay? All those producers you talk to, they know what it is. They probably
yeah, they know.
Before with other people.
Did it with them.
Honey, I learned after the fact that he had been dismissed from other projects.
Of course he had.
Because of crazy behavior. And they knew that and still hired him.
Because they're doing it too. The people that be up high, they be doing it too. So of course they're gonna.
And then he has this drinking problem. Okay. They started coddling him. He's sick. They sent him on this retreat wellness something. And I'm like, what?
He was white. Right?
Yes. Was white. Yes. Yeah. Mind you, I'm still over in this country filming. Just I'm torn up and everybody's tiptoeing around because they're nervous. They don't know what I'm going to do. Right. Because one of my very close friends that's in the industry, you know, I talked to them and they said, I'm going to tell you right now, if you decide to go and speak out about this, and they was like, which I, you know, I would support you. They said this project could be considered dead on arrival, meaning it won't even make it out.
Right.
Because if it's attached to anything like this, no major, studio or whatever is going to buy it.
Well, you can sue them now. It ain't too late.
Right.
It's not.
I mean, that's traumatizing to be placed on in a situation like that. And then they coddle him. You see that. Where's my retreat?
First of all, it's a major, major, major movie. I'm getting $5. I'm getting paid $5. This MF-er is getting millions. It was traumatizing.
And he's getting to do whatever he wants to anybody he pleases. And
traumatizing.
No consequences.
Yeah. Traumatizing. Well,
companies would rather, and a lot of times they'd rather pay out settlements, right? Then punish the person that's costing them all this money and doing the damage. It's unbelievable.
Well, we done addressed a bunch of things right there. Ms. Lawrence, thank you so much for, putting us down to everything that's going on. Where can the people keep up with you, follow you, and find you at?
You guys can keep up with me on social media at Miss Lawrence. It's MissLawrence on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. And happy Mother's Day to all of those out there that are mothers, that are celebrating their mothers, that will soon be mothers, yes. And those that are chosen mothers.
Yes.
Right.
And you could get all those people gifts at Macy's.
Yes, you can.
Bye, Miss Lawrence.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. So it got a little deep this week. So we are going to skip the DMs. And don't worry, we'll get back to them next week. So you can slide in my DMs. You can slide in the Unjust Around podcast DMs. You can slide in Claudia's DMs. Mm-hmm. Claudia, where can they find you at?
They can find me at Claudia Jordan on all social media platforms, and I definitely respond. So hit your girl up. I want to read some reckless DMs on next week's show.
That's right. And you can also follow me at Star and L'Oreal, L-O-R-E-L, and slide in them DMs because we definitely want to undress those. And I have a couple that I know you guys are going to love for sure.
Ooh.
And make sure you go on over to Macy's and get everything that you need, Macy's.com. And we're going to get out of here.
All right. Fun times. I'll see you next time.
That's right. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unjust and Run podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.